more terminology. Xenobiotic chemical is one which is foreign to a living system. So DDT would be an example. Man's made DDT, it's not a naturally occurring chemical. An endogenous chemical is one which occurs naturally in a living organism. Now remember, there are a lot of very strange compounds out there, in particular in plants. Their metabolic processes produce a suite of regular sort of compounds. And then you've got other biochemistry going on that's producing a huge suite of compounds which people really don't know exactly what they do. They've got some ideas, but they haven't pinned down any strict biochemical function. Often these things are defence compounds, but you don't really know what they're defending against, so you're just there in the mix. So those still are called endogenous chemicals. Now, for an endogenous chemical, you've got a couple of options then. It may show a bell-shaped curve rather than an S-shaped curve, because the chemical itself may have an optimum concentration in an organism. So in this case, we're looking, and I don't think I mentioned this morning, that typically we log transform the doses so that we obtain our S-shaped curve. We're looking in this case at response of the organism, and this is now a positive response rather than a negative response, like a induction of a tumour or a mortality. So at low dose then, we find that the organism is not doing very well. As the dose increases, the organism performs well until we get to the top of this bell-shaped curve. Organism is doing very well. And then our physiological conditions then will map out some range sitting at the top of the curve. Above those concentrations, then things are not going well, and then eventually the organism carks because you simply have got far too much of that particular chemical around. Now for the essential nutrients, then this is the shaped curve you'll get. But obviously if you're dealing with toxins that are in that very toxic band, then these guys will give the classic S-shaped toxicity curves, dose response curves.